No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Monday, November 14th, 2016. Let the deluge begin. I'm David Brown. It is officially the first day for Texas lawmakers to file bills for the upcoming session at the State House. Which means what exactly? Well, there's a move to give the green light to medical marijuana, a move to combat cyberbullying, a boost for mental health care, yes. Yes, yes, these and many more have been talked about, but competing for the attention and votes of state lawmakers in the upcoming session are issues of education funding and safety for the most vulnerable Texans, foster kids. And yes, it's about to get real busy for folks like Lauren McGaughey, who will be covering the 85th legislature for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Let's look back over the 84th before we jump right into the 85th.
Sure.
It's my understanding that Texas lawmakers filed something like, well, more than 6,000 bills and about one in five passed last year.
Right.
What happens today with the filing? Are we going to see an avalanche of new ideas put out there on the table, or is this just the door opens and then just drip by drip by drip it works that way?
We'll probably see a whole lot of bills filed today, just kind of a front loading of bills, people wanting to get their ideas out there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when a lawmaker wants to kind of have dibs on an issue, they'll try to file the first bill on it. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the one that gets considered, but they want to kind of get out ahead and be like, this is something that I want to have my name attached to.
Is it much a statement as anything else?
Definitely, definitely, yeah. But we will see, you know, considerable amounts to continue to be filed through the beginning of the legislative session, mm-hmm. session, and even during the session for a little while, you can still file bills. That's usually those are kind of issues that come up late in the process, or maybe there's something that happens at the beginning of the year and they feel like they want to.
Or they're trying to just something. Still working to get consensus support for it.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything to the numbering scheme? Because it seems like there's a lot of attention focused on getting a number 1, 2, 3, or 4. Those are the first to be considered or no?
Number one is the budget. So that's just
the way it is.
People do like to have a higher filed number bill, but there really is no guarantee that that's going to help them at all.
Well, let's talk about Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Governor Greg Abbott's mm-hmm. priorities here.
Mm-hmm.
It appears, unless I'm mistaken, that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is going to be focused a whole lot on some form of what people have characterized as vouchers.
That's right.
For education. That's the number one priority?
Well,
in the Senate?
We think that it's kind of a combination of what he calls school choice. So
school choice.
Vouchers or vouchers
light. A more
light.
Neutral way
we call them. Not necessarily vouchers themselves, which is when a public school kid can take taxpayer money and go to a private school or parochial school.
Mm-hmm.
But something like that, that's maybe a little bit more amenable to people. So maybe business tax credits that they call scholarships they can give to students to then take that money to a private school, but still be counted in some way in amongst the public school students. So we'll probably see some version of that be at the top of Dan Patrick's agenda. But right alongside that, he's made it very clear that some version of what people are calling the bathroom bill is also going to be equally as important as his education.
This has to do with accommodations for transgender students in public school setting?
Yeah, not just students, but people, transgender people,
uh-huh.
and what facilities that they can use.
And of course, they may or may not have to contend with the Supreme Court, depending on how things unravel, which I guess gets to this other question. With the Trump administration mm-hmm. now taking office, what's the sense in the Texas State House as far as how bold, perhaps you can say,
mm-hmm.
Republican lawmakers are going to be this session?
We're definitely going to be seeing a softening of a lot of the language that we're used to seeing from Texas political leaders. So, you know, this idea of all these lawsuits that are filed against the federal government, even bills maybe that champion states' rights, we're going to be seeing a whole lot fewer of those. That's going to really not be a focus anymore because Republican leaders in Texas feel like they don't have to do that anymore. Now they have a Republican in the White House or will be in the White House. So they've made it clear that they're going to shift onto other priorities and maybe not spend so much time challenging the federal government.
Less Texas versus Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about the governor? Governor Greg Abbott has talked a lot about kids and the foster care system in Texas.
That's right. CPS, the care of children that need to be checked on, at least by the state, because of the situation they're in, is going to be a big issue. It's also a top priority of Joe Strauss, the Speaker of the House, who's also a Republican. That issue is completely about the budget and about money. So you're not going to see very many bills filed on specifics on that, but you're going to see a whole lot of people just calling for more money, either to pay CPS workers so that they can try to hire more people or keep them, retain them, and maybe more money for the agency that actually handles those.
But this kind of brings us back to, I mean, to what may be one of the biggest issues of the session, and that's who's going to pay for this? Because we've been warned by the controller that there will be less money for Texas to spend, what with revenues off from energy.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of competing interests, definitely. So we're still going to have more money than other states. I mean, we're in a better position in terms of our state budget than even states like Oklahoma, Louisiana that are right alongside our border. But there's going to be less of a sense of we can do everything this year.
And we've just begun to scratch the surface. Lauren Magahi is Austin Bureau reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thanks.